It's the year when the dragons are we back up in here. Spit fire from the back of your ears, coming straight from the belly of the beast that's in the back of your ear. Whispering that's got you crapping your rear. This panic and fear is damaging. Welcome back to the Developmental Podcast. I am your host and guide through the world of NXT UK. My name is Day Owen. I do the spoilers and shit. Also, I'm here every week, so that's why you should know me. I'm here with Kyle West of the We Are NXT UK, We Are The Universe podcast. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm hot. We've closed the windows. We've turned off the fans to make sure you don't have to hear buses and police cars, because it's Plymouth.
Has a lot of one, more than the other.
I'm starting to sweat. It's getting hot.
So bad.
It might be the beer sweats. But
if I stand up now, my 200 kilo chair is going to stick to my shirt, isn't it? It's going to be that bad.
We'll go live on video for people to see that. Yeah.
Patreon only. This is kind of that awkward stage now, really, isn't it, where we've just spoken for like an hour, recording your podcast, and now we're doing mine.
Yeah, we're on double bill, so we're pretending we haven't done that first one.
So, it's nice to know that you're well. We haven't spoken in a while, obviously. It's very warm in this Travelodge. We are in the Plymouth Travelodge.
This is the thing, right? Was it the most recent NXT UK one you did where you threw all your Travelodge key cards out? And
yeah, if you look at my wallet, it's 90% Travelodge key cards that I've just accidentally stolen from everyone.
But is it accidental when it's that many times? Or has it become a collection?
There becomes a point where it's just
a collection. But do they not just all look the same?
Yeah, they do, but they carry memories and, it's... get the rest to sign them. But we like to rank our travel lodges. You've stayed at a fair few travel lodges.
I have.
Where would you rank the old Plymouth travel lodge then? Seeing as my normal co-host Liam is not with me.
Well, I shotgunned the big double bed because I'm in a room with two other guys, so that automatically brings the rating down anyway.
Yeah, that's what we do all the time.
Two other big guys.
Anyone asks how I afforded the takeover Cardiff hotel, there you go. You just split it between your entire.
Well, last time I came to show them with both my friends was the Royal Albert Hall, and I wasn't meant to be there, and I ended up sleeping on the floor. So it was free accommodation for me because I got there last minute, but I was on the floor. So this has been an improvement. I don't mind it. I haven't really used the room much though. I realised this earlier. I don't like the TV. Like, I'm looking at your TV now. I never turn on the TV.
Me neither.
Like, do they even have like Freeview? I don't know what channel.
I think they do. I think they have Freeview and like Porn for Businessmen. I think that's the complete.
Wow. Well, you got the adult shop up the road. Go grab a toy, come back, and pop on the porn channel.
That's pretty much the entire. Use of a hotel TV though, isn't it? Just for bored.
Yeah, unless you're really smart and you bring a cable where you can link up your laptop to it and you can watch all that wrestling that you illegally downloaded or something. I mean, officially paid for on streaming services. Right in this Travelodge, they don't have like a cafe or a restaurant.
Yeah, that straight away brings it down. They do like a breakfast pack, which is like a biscuit and a probably gone off bottle of Tropicana. £6.
Yeah, it's like £6, and they talk about a box of the cereal and the milk, and I'm thinking the cereal is probably those little mini boxes.
Yeah, provide your own milk.
Yeah, and it's just like, I just thought, it's like £5.95, £6.
Fuck
yeah. And I was like, shit, I did. I went and got breakfast from somewhere else for cheaper than that.
There's a Wetherspoons up the road, that's like £3 for it.
Didn't we go to Wetherspoons for breakfast?
It's a Plymouth Wetherspoons down south. I don't know if it's a thing or if it's just in Plymouth. They charge for entry. £2 for entry last night.
Yeah, I know, right?
What is that?
Well, I mean, in hindsight, it was a really good deterrent because I probably shouldn't have drunk anymore. So I didn't pay the £2 to go in because there was a queue. I've never seen a Wetherspoons charge to...
You did collect all the vouchers for free shots and cocktails that night.
I know. Yeah. I went in the... I fell asleep in my clothes last night. So I just woke up. I didn't get on a blanket or anything. This is why I just randomly fell asleep. I woke up. I was still in these very tight purple trousers because I had a disaster with my jeans before I left Cardiff yesterday.
Well, at least you packed more than one. I packed one pair of jeans, and then thinking the weather was going to match what it was like up north, I bought one pair of, shorts, but like not normal shorts. Shorts that would send anyone's gaydar. Insane.
We'll have to try them on later. We'll see.
You would have to pay me to wear those to the show.
We'll go to the Wetherspoons after this now, and we'll go. But yeah, I went in the pop after I woke up like 6 o'clock. Went in the shower at 7. Pulled my clothes off because I was still clothes worn out for like a wrestling show, so don't smell the freshest. And as I got in the shower, I just saw all these like vouchers coming out of the back of my back pocket. They're just from various bars.
In the middle is just a random Plymouth indie wrestling poster that you've been handed 12 times.
Yeah, I just excitedly was collecting. There was they were lovely. The promo girls were great though. Like they really put up with that nonsense. And then one of the guys I was with said to one of them, he's like, "I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I really love your hair." And I was like, "Well, why is she going to take that the wrong way?" And he's like, "We're not sure if you're allowed to compliment people anymore," and it's just like it was all kicking off.
You can't take that the wrong way. That's just that's
I
a
know.
Compliment.
But then, yeah, and she did put up with this. and we were still there a while. I'm sure we must have said more, which is probably why we ended up apologising. But yeah, so really friendly. I thought the staff on the strip or the bars
strip were on. As if Plymouth has a strip.
The strip, yeah, yeah. I think it was two bars. I think
maybe Plymouth strip consists entirely of a Payday Loan Shop, a William Hill, a Ladbrokes. And like HSBC branch. That's
see,
probably
I think, mate, you made the mistake I made before, which is that we didn't see the right parts because it turns out I got quite a bustling town centre.
Well, I made the effort. I tried to walk towards the seafront.
Did you see the massacre of like pigeons?
I did not, but you saw them in a cave apparently, as we discussed them.
Oh, that was different. I did see.
Really?
Yeah, I did see. I did also find the home of every pigeon in the UK.
That's where they come. That's where they hibernate. Them. They all hibernate in Plymouth.
So
Ryan's showing me the photo.
What is that? So we're walking. Yeah, so you're looking. No one can see it. Maybe we'll have to put this on Twitter. You have to send this to me. There's like a, what would you call, like a fountain bit, like a water in the city
water
centre.
Feature, yeah.
Yeah, and it's quite big. People are sat around it, and it's got the little ledge up onto it. And then
down
one side of it, we saw a dead pigeon or seagull, whatever it is, on one. We're like, oh man, it's a bit grim, a bit sad. And then what, 10 metres away on the same ledge, another dead one. And then 20 metres away from that, on the same ledge around the water, another dead one. Like they'd been left there, some kind of like... I don't know, some ritual had gone on.
This is like a Jackdaw the Ripper.
It's weird. And people are just sitting there drinking and stuff and just chilling out, looking at the lovely view. But you're surrounded by dead birds. And then the seagulls are flying around. And I was thinking, oh man, maybe it all kicked off from the seagulls and the pigeons. I've seen that. I've seen that in Cardiff. I watched a seagull dragging a pigeon's dead carcass across the street in front of Live Lounge, if anyone from Cardiff. But
oh, wow.
They know what I'm talking about. If anyone from Cardiff has seen it, they've seen those horrific sights. But yeah, so Plymouth is a bit... Like, there's clearly a turf war going on between the seagulls and the pigeons.
Bird warfare.
No, that was come messed up. It. That was weird to see. I still don't understand why... People were fine with it as well.
You've been to Plymouth Market, yeah?
No.
I accidentally walked through it earlier. It's, oh my God, it's the worst thing I've ever... It's worse than Coventry Market. And Coventry Market was just piss.
Yeah, I mean, Coventry doesn't strike me as a place that has anything going for it.
You weren't at those tapings, were you?
No. I've met one person from Coventry and she was just really a twat. So I've not really got a high opinion of Coventry. So.
Yeah, there was a shopping centre there that you had to walk through to get from one side of the town to the other. And it was just full of homeless people and piss on the floor.
Oh, man.
And the floor was like it was quite hot.
Why
the floor
piss,
was like buckled up.
Sleep,
there were puddles of piss. It was quite a sight, and Plymouth Market kind of smelt the same, to be honest with you.
This is the stuff they don't show. You know, on WWE when they show the lovely like scenery of where they are?
Yeah.
They don't show, in Coventry, they don't show the
do come to the
piss.
UK. We have Big Ben and
tracksuits.
we all help each other.
I notice whenever I go anywhere as well, there's always construction going on. Like, I'm looking out the window now and there's a big, massive crane and there's construction going on in Plymouth. And it's like everywhere's always just in a state of construction. And you never see in the town or city at a good point. But then when is it ever at a good point? Because they're always building
something. What are they constructing? There's nothing going on. There's
that's a big project over there, yeah?
Unless a crane is their answer to like the Statue of Liberty or something. It's like,
it might be.
Just a Plymouth landmark. Here's
the Plymouth crane. we started building something years ago. We don't remember what. But we've just left the crane there as a sign of some historical value.
I've just noticed they're building a Premier Inn directly opposite the Travel Lodge.
Front of the Premier Inn.
Yeah.
I know that. I saw the picture. We saw it on the there's shops going in. There's a Premier Inn on the corner of that. So competition in Plymouth. So when we come back in a year or so, where will we stay?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be reviewing Premier Inns rather than Travel Lodge. You never know.
To be honest with you, mate, I'm probably not going to stay in Plymouth next time. I'll just do the 11-hour train journey just home every day, just so I can sleep in my own bed rather than having to endure the sights and sounds of Plymouth.
I tell you what, man. If you get drunk, Plymouth is a lovely place. Sorry. Sure
the fact that you have to pump a toxin into your body to enjoy a city tells you everything you need to know about the quality.
That's just like life as well, isn't it? The fact that you just put a toxin in you to enjoy life. next time on the developmental podcast.
Oh, God. We have sunk to a new level here.
Yeah.
Wrestling. We saw some last night.
Wrestling.
We'll see some tonight as well. We've just, like we've said a few times now, we've covered it on We Are the Universe, your podcast, you can
spoiler
check
free.
Out.
That was a spoiler free show.
That was a spoiler free show. Here, we're about to ruin the whole show for you. So, straight off the bat, like, the venue was quite full. The setting was quite nice. You've been before, obviously, to this venue. I'll reverse the question you asked me on the last podcast. What do you think of said venue?
I don't mind it, man. I think I find it's all a bit plain, NXT UK on TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess they're going for that sort of underground, grungy, simple look. But there are, like, the truth is, there are some British indie promotions whose show looks better on TV than NXT UK.
Yes,
that's just a personal opinion, and I say that as one of the biggest cheerleaders for NXT UK that there probably is in the country. Like,
see, part of me thought that was kind of deliberate at first, because you see, you know, if the show's taping Coventry or Glasgow, the show looks the exact same on TV, which I guess that's a good thing if they wanted to have like an NXT Full Sail kind of vibe. I'm still not sure if they'll settle down to like a permanent venue like a Full Sail at some point, but the show looks the same wherever they go, which to me feels quite deliberate.
Yeah,
but for God's sake, go back to Cambridge.
Oh, I know.
It was the best.
Cambridge, it was a lovely... Yeah, you were there, yeah?
Yeah,
front row Cambridge. The Cambridge looked gorgeous on...
It was the best.
And just to do... It was obviously weird because the hard camera was behind.
Yeah, they shot the through Titan the Titantron.
Yeah, remember that big square? Everyone's just like, why is there a big hole in the screen?
Same set of four Liverpool. But I think theatres going forward are the best.
They would be. I'll tell you what, though. Like, on that point you're saying about the... all of them looking the same and stuff. It's just, I think it's a bit frustrating because we know they have more stuff here.
Yeah.
So it's a simple setup to take all that around the country, but we know that WWE have got more stuff over here from Raw and SmackDown. Like, they've got pieces of screens they could use. I'm not talking about having a Raw SmackDown setup, but they've got stuff from the set.
It's there in the back pocket.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think on the UK shows if they have the LED on the bottom of the ring. Do they have that in the UK shows?
They do now. They didn't for like.
So they've probably got those in a warehouse. Now I'm thinking maybe bring that over just because NXT uses it. So
they've got rid of that, you know.
Have they?
Yeah, they've like simplified the whole ring setup now.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah.
Probably the story goes that Triple H.
Take back what I said. Yeah. Everything I just said.
Just gonna shit on your.
Can we edit that out?
Yeah. No, can't be asked. Apparently Triple H had the idea of having LEDs all over the ring, and then Vince said, "Oh, God damn it, that's good shit." As the meme goes. And then stole
that
the idea.
Vince quote.
Then stole it for Raw and SmackDown, and now they've had to change the aesthetic of NXT US again, which, you know, good and bad.
Oh, God. He just needs to die, doesn't he? No.
It's fine. You can say that here.
Can I say that on this show?
We don't market ourselves as being positive.
Yeah, see,
we try to be positive.
I am positive.
If something is shit, then you can tell us.
I should come on you more often, so I can... Because you know, the happiest people are sometimes the saddest ones and the ones who have the most, like... Not I'm mocking mental health stuff, but we all have our own challenges. But
you
guys
sound depressed.
Yeah, but you know, like, sometimes the happiest person and then something happens, like, oh man, they're all so happy, don't understand it. I feel like that's me on my podcast though. Like, I'm so positive all the time that I'm gonna have to just come somewhere and just be like, holy shit, I need to vent, I need to let this stuff out. So I just screamed into your mic then, so.
No, it's fine. We need the audio. Looking at that. Yeah, should we get into the tapings themselves, the results? I'm not going to do another spoiler warning, because if you are still listening and are trying to avoid spoilers, then you should probably just bang your head against the door until the darkness comes.
Bloody hell.
I don't know. But I'm sorry, Plymouth did that to me. It's the final taping before the NXT TakeOver in Cardiff.
My hometown.
The card this weekend will be finalised. They weren't yesterday. That's kind of half the taping. But we're getting there. Obviously, we had Toni Storm versus Kaylee Ray confirmed at the... Was it the last episode to air?
Last one to air, which it wasn't even out there. I don't know how they kept that quiet, that that match was confirmed. But I think we were starting to think, oh, it's getting close. Maybe that is going to be the match. But the fact that it was announced in front of a crowd, and I didn't see it anywhere. And I normally get tagged in every bloody spoiler.
True, yeah.
Under the sun. But I'm looking forward to that match, though.
Yeah, so that's announced. And then we had what will probably be the main event. Announced on this show, Tyler Bate taking the fight to Volta. Tyler Bate, obviously, who got attacked, was it two episodes ago? Three episodes ago? By Imperium.
Three,
he got attacked by Volta, and obviously Trent Seven's now going to challenge Volta on the last episode to air from Download.
This coming Wednesday,
This Wednesday. And then it looks like Tyler Bate, well, it's confirmed now that Tyler Bate is challenging for the title that he he won in the first place the UK title at TakeOver Cardiff. That will be fantastic. We've seen this match before, obviously, at Progress. Well, some of us have seen this match before at Progress Wembley. But
some of us paid to see it, Dave, and had to leave because the show was running at that point, I think, like an hour long, and we had to get trains back to Cardiff. So, never, and I've never watched the match since.
Too bitter.
But yeah, I can't work out if I've not watched it out of spite or laziness.
But that match was phenomenal, and live on the network, you know, with a live crowd, it's going to be, I can imagine it's. People talk about NXT UK matches being watered down Progress or other indies matches. In this case, I think this will be even better than the one we saw. Some of us saw at Progress.
Yeah, it's TakeOver. There's a certain thing with TakeOver, isn't it? Where it's all about it's a work rate show, isn't it? TakeOver,
exactly.
You're staking a claim. That's the same day that AEW is going to be stealing some social media focus because they've got their big Chicago show. New Japan are doing their UK show, so you just know that pressure is going to be on Tyler Bate and Volta to go out there and smash it up the park.
What's your take on that, by the way? Do you think that NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff is reactionary to other business, or do you think do you believe what they say, that it was actually planned then?
I think it had nothing to do with AEW. I can't see why it would anyway, because time zones.
Exactly. It doesn't clash.
New Japan show. I know this story. I can't believe the story out there that they thought it hadn't sold well, but actually they weren't checking all the ticket sellers or something. So they mistakenly actually, I think, was it like New Japan actually sold like 3,000 more tickets than WWE thought or something stupid like that?
Yeah.
Just like,
well, they've apparently sold 7,000 tickets. Yeah. Is the ballpark that they've been marketing, but I'm not sure how much of that. How much of that I believe. I do think it is reactionary to the New Japan show, but
7,000 tickets, by the way, is more tickets than what New Japan were able to sell in the US.
Really?
Didn't they just have like a, they did a show in a half empty arena?
Would that be the most attended non-WWE show in the UK of all time? That's more than ICW at the Hydro. That's definitely more than Progress.
That's a good question.
I think
that's,
it is.
You know, that's a really good,
I think it is, isn't it?
So surely they haven't sold that many because they've been making more of a song and dance about that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you'd be exactly.
Where are they doing that? Where is that show?
It's at the Copper Box Arena, which is part of the Olympic Park
cool
complex in
name
London.
For a
Copper
venue.
Box Arena. Yeah, but the Motor Point sounds equally good.
Yeah, the Cardiff Motor Point Arena. It used to be called, what was it used to be called?
Oh God.
CIA. Used to be the CIA.
Don't you call it the Diff or something?
I don't.
Some
people
did,
might.
Yeah.
You're younger and cooler than me, so maybe.
I just
more point to me.
Been there a couple of times for the house shows they've run there, but it's a decent venue.
Yeah, I was there. I was there 2 months ago for a house show.
All right, but ticket sales seem to have gone quite well. We'll plug our tickets in a minute.
Yeah.
We probably should have done that in the last one. But like, it looks pretty well sold out. I've looked at all the ticket sources and all that's left is like a few stalls tickets and that's it. It's a scaled down version of the arena, we should mention that. It looks jam-packed, and I'd imagine that more tickets are going to be sold off the back of Tyler Bay and Volta being
and I imagine that if people want to watch it from the fifth row, then they'll want to drop you in.
It took me a second then. Yeah, if you would like to watch it from the fifth row, at Stay Owen on Twitter, at DIOWEN, at Instagram. No, not going through this whole thing. I have 2 tickets spare. Thanks to our friends here for supplying us with ticket upgrades. Should mention as well that guys are recording TV the day after.
And if you want to watch that from the second row, actually on the same side as the hard cam, so
be on TV.
Yeah, I know, mate. And you'll get to like, you have a great view of it. Second row. I think we're doing, it's like £55 per ticket or something along those lines.
Face value.
Yeah. We're only charging, it's just ticket and fees. We're not trying to make any money off these tickets. Just they were part of a weekend ticket that we bought for TakeOver, but we have different seats for the second night, so we're trying to just sell these ones on. So by all means, please message me. Don't be one of these ones who messages me and then ask if they're still available. I say them yes and then you just stop messaging me. Don't be a dick, man. That's you're breaking the one rule.
Isn't that how I ended up with mine?
We carried on. That conversation carried on rather than just
stopping. But wasn't it because of someone else that tried to buy
it? No, it was. Yeah, it was. Phone of one of my best friends.
Really?
Yeah, don't be a dick, man. Don't be a dick.
Do you want to put him on blast right now?
Yeah, I can't. I think he's getting married in 2 days. So I'm going to his wedding. Well, I think hopefully he's still coming, but different seats. But.
So the tag division has some stuff going on in it. Finally. Gallus seem to have their eyes set on the NXT UK tag titles. And so do South Wales subculture of Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews. I'm not going to brag, but I did call this.
Yeah. Well, you weren't 100% sure that Flash wasn't injured, though.
That's the thing. He came out at Progress Chapter 90. The storyline goes that he stole the titles from Aussie Open as part of the 1-8 with Wild Boar Mike Hitchman. Then he handed the titles back saying, oh, I've got an injured shoulder. You're probably not going to see much more of me. So I'm guessing that's a work.
Yeah, it must be, unless he's trying to... well, no, because I imagine he's going to wrestle tonight.
He's got six weeks at least, yeah. So, yeah, he definitely thinks so.
Because they did in this promo where it was said that Mark Andrews and Flash had to earn their chance to be a takeover. So we're assuming there's going to be a match tonight. So it's got to be a work, that injury in progress.
And I would think that match ends rather screwingly with the match becoming a three-way at takeover.
Yeah, it's going to, I think it's a multi-team.
Yeah, and you know what? I wouldn't put it past them to put the belts on South Wales Subculture.
For the hometown?
Yeah, just for a bit. They'll probably lose them on the tapings the night after, but that'll be a very good match.
Well, that's also a way for them to teach people for not coming to the second night as well.
Yeah,
it would be to move the titles
That would be the first time where your titles changed hands on the taping as well.
Yeah, the only time was the women's title, wasn't it?
The crowning,
Yeah, the crowning of it. So we've never seen... We've yet to see any UK title change hands in the UK.
Yeah.
And it's a really sensitive subject for me, that.
Rhea Ripley defeats Dani Luna.
Yeah.
I thought debuting Dani Luna, but you said she's been on the...
I feel like she's appeared on the download once, but I can't remember 100%. Yeah. So someone will correct us, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, Rhea Ripley defeated her via murder. Dani Luna trained at Dragon Pro, so would have been your local...
You're assuming I support my local wrestling.
Yeah.
I haven't actually. I've wanted to go to a Dragon Pro show. They're in Newport, I think. So I've not.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not very far away. I've not gone. They get some big guys down there now. They're like, you know, they've had Zach Gibson down there.
I feel
there.
Like the wrestling scene in Wales across the board is kind of growing at this point.
Yeah, it's probably why they're putting a takeover down here.
Yeah, exactly.
try and win some of the fans. But it is. It is growing. Like, Attack have just got, because of the popularity of like Pete Dunne. No, he doesn't appear on Attack anymore, I don't think. But they do great. Like, I went to one Attack show in like the second week of January, man. And
is this the famous story?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, one number one. Will Ospreay didn't get along, but I went there. It was in a bingo hall, and I got to see Will Ospreay a week after he'd been in the Tokyo Dome, and he's there with
mental.
IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship, and Pete Dunne was also there, separate. They didn't have one together, obviously. But you know, I went to an Attack show that had the United Kingdom champion, an IWGP champion. And saw an incredible match like Wild Boar was on NXT UK. Like, yeah, the Welsh scene is just...
Was that the first time you'd been to an indie show where you'd see the WWE UK title held at an indie show? Because I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, wow.
I'd seen it progress. So
yeah, just the concept of that back then blew my mind. And, you know, with the David Starr stuff that's gone on recently, I wouldn't be surprised if...
fucking David Starr.
I love David Starr.
Oh, he's cool, but he's cool. I've just got issues with trying to get himself over with the... Stack on the belt. Yeah, I think so.
Is that your take on that?
Yeah, that's my feeling. Yeah, I could. There's no way in hell that anyone who's important in WWE would have approved of someone who's pushing unions and independent stuff putting their foot on standing on the United Kingdom Championship.
See, my take on this is that the issue that's really arisen is that the fans can't really tell the difference between the David Starr character of trying to get into Voller's head
because
he's like he wants to beat Voller in OTT. People can't really separate that from the whole We the Independent movement.
No, I'll ask you this day then. Mm. People who thought WWE would have gone, they were like, oh, there's no way that would have happened without WWE saying so.
Yeah.
Why would WWE, what would they have gained from that, from approving that?
Oh, I don't think it's approved.
Exactly, because they don't approve. David Starr isn't under contract then.
No.
So they're never going to be able to use any of that for any feud they've got going on. So WWE would have never approved that. So if I was them, if Otto loses the belt in Cardiff, part of me would think is partly because he went with that.
But what how does that damage the title in any way? People are like, oh, Pete Dunne spent 600 plus days trying to build this title, and now it's
it's all fake, and
it's all isolated within its own story, a little storyline.
But stepping on a belt is within wrestling is meant to be a disparaging action. It's meant to be a really rude, dismissive thing of a title. So yeah, it's all.
But I feel like it's
just a prop, but
I feel like it's heightened David Starr more than it's damaged the title.
True, we've all moved on.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I had until I started this rant. But yeah, we've all moved on.
So many tangents.
Yeah, yeah, we are. Are we going to talk about the show? we're going to miss night two whilst we're because I'm going off on all sorts of conversations.
Up next, we had Jordan Devlin against Alexander Wolfe.
What a match!
Yeah,
Alexander Wolfe. I put some of this on my Twitter. Yeah, like 20 seconds of it. Yeah.
Alexander Wolfe defeated Jordan Devlin to the surprise of many, I would say. Even though Alexander Wolfe is he's kind of the fresh heel now. But to me, the big talking point coming out of this is that Jordan Devlin seems to be a babyface now.
Crowd are well into him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, he was getting a lot of the Tyler Bate chants, really, wasn't he? Like, yeah. You know, they moved across to Jordan Devlin. And crowd's ready for him to be a face, because everyone loves him, he's so good. But I thought the match was really good. It's weird now that we're going to see Jordan Devlin losing matches, because I think until now, he's only lost against Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
For the title, he lost against Volta for the title. He won the Travis Banks feud, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah. So I think he's only lost two matches.
Yeah. He's been booked really strongly, and
now suddenly he's babyface and he's losing. Yeah. So it's going to be curious to see how that works out. You know.
Yeah, I would start booking against the ace. Betting against the ace.
Yeah.
He didn't shoehorn never bet against the ace into a promo today. He normally does that. He normally cuts a long promo, then ends it with it. And that's why you should never bet against the ace.
There could be a video package, man, that we've not seen. Where we'll see it then.
That is true. But that was a very good match. Devlin is still very aggressive in his mannerisms.
Oh, no, there's no change in his ring.
No.
His ring work.
He's the same character, but his motives have changed.
Yeah.
Noam Dar defeated Ashton Smith in a match that really impressed me from both ends. Noam Dar, obviously, he's known for his good in-ring work, but even Ashton Smith held his own throughout this match. He's come a long way since he had main evented the show last taped in Plymouth, actually, in October, against Wolfgang.
Was that a Plymouth show, was it? It must have been from, I guess, from the second night. I was there night one, I don't remember too much of that. Cool. I remember Joe Coffey in Trans 7, but...
You wouldn't have known that it was a main event.
I wouldn't twig to that. No, I thought Ashton Smith did really well. No, I'm done. I'm so happy he's on this brand though. He's got character work, which I think the show benefits from.
Because
I think talent will learn from him just about the character stuff he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Noam Dar says he's contractually he will be at Takeover Cardiff.
So he's got it. He's got that big money contract where he's. I don't think has anyone ever claimed that. In NXT, that they've got it in their contract that they have to be that they get the takeover matches.
I think everyone by now has just kind of accepted that. Yeah, it's quite transparent that these guys aren't made of money.
Yeah.
It is. But no one does. He is back in the UK now, isn't he? I think he's living back in the UK.
Everyone seems to think he is. Yeah,
he's not on 205 Live anymore, though. So
I think he did appear on there recently.
Probably because they toured here recently.
Oh, maybe that was it. I've fallen behind on 205, but everyone seems to think he's living over here now. So I'm not sure. I don't
story
chase him around on social media to know, but
he is in NXT UK to stay. The story goes that he is obviously he's contractually going to be at Takeover, but he Travis Banks it was who had a match against Kenny Williams later on. When Noam Dar was on commentary, and Noam Dar seems to stare off with Travis Banks.
So one would think we're headed towards that grudge match at Takeover.
That'll be tasty.
Yeah, it will be. That'll be a good match. That's your opening match, I guess. Right there, it's a chance for Travis to get the Takeover match. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm really looking forward to Noam Dar versus Finn Balor.
I do think that they'll tease that injury thing again pre-match, but that'll be the story, is that Travis will fight back and he's probably going to get the win there, I would have thought.
We touched on the tag division stuff with Southwest Subculture and Gallus challenging for the titles. They're going to have to earn the titles tonight, probably. Jazzy Gabert and Ginny, they defeated Zaya Brookside and Piper Niven as Rhea Ripley gets involved and brawls with Piper Niven on the outside, leaving Zaya Brookside to fend for her own. I am into this
lot. The whole thing, like all the angles going on. Can you believe that we got a women's match that had two different angles going on, and neither of them are involved with the championship?
Sure. That's a good thing, though.
You tell me which other brand's doing that.
Oh, certainly not. Certainly, certainly no yellow brand in the United States of the great nation of America. Zaya Brookside, by the way, we touched on this earlier on the other podcast that we did. She's kind of being primed for great things in NXT UK, and I know we're in agreement on this.
Yeah.
That is a very good thing because she is fantastic.
Oh, I love her. Yeah. She's great. I think she's got great physique. Mm. Even though she's quite small, she's got like just incredibly muscular on it, and she's agile.
I quite like the like white as fuck YouTube vlogger gimmick that she had a few weeks ago.
I think the
I thought any minute she was about to unbox a rose gold iPhone XS.
I don't know why was it the other week they say like fly with Brookside, but then she doesn't really high fly. She's technical, really. So
yeah, exactly. Like, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense. But yeah. No, I'm really down here. I think that Piper Niven and Rhea Ripley are going to have a barnstormer at TakeOver, I think, as well. Unless we get that match tonight, which I don't think we will. But
I've really turned the corner on Piper Niven. I think she's actually really, really likable in the way that she's becoming across recently. That's that. Ginny, by the way, she's come a long way in ring.
Oh, God.
She hit like a snap hurricane.
Ever since Blackpool, man. So, what, 7 months ago? I remember she appeared the day after on the second savings. I watched a match there and I was like, I've said this on my show. Mm. Like, again, physique. I looked at her and you could just see the time she's putting in the gym, you know, and then just the work, she's technical. She'll be a bit technical anyway, but like just the stuff she's doing. Mm. And you're like, she's putting in the work.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What else can you say? And you can see the good sort of impact that the Performance Centre is having on some of the UK talent with, when you look at someone like Ginny, who's clearly a master, like becoming a master of her trade.
Yeah. Up next, well, immediately following that match, actually, we had NXT US Women's Champion Shayna Baszler turn up and beat the living fuck out of Xia Brookside. Yeah. That was hard to watch.
Poor Xia.
Yeah.
God, she you knew as soon as Shayna's music hit, you're like, oh, fuck, who's in the ring? Oh, God. Xia. Don't kill her.
Things are about to get bloody.
We're getting that match, though, yeah? We're getting that match
tonight. Xia Brookside against Shayna Baszler. That's a massive match for Xia Brookside. Might be a dark match, even though it wouldn't hurt them to air it. I wouldn't be surprised either way, to be honest. But I can't wait for that match.
I'm looking forward to that. As long as it's not a squash.
Yeah.
I think Shayna Baszler's...
My female match of the year last year was Toni Storm versus Shayna Baszler at the Albert Hall. I thought it was tremendous.
That was Shayna Baszler's best WWE match that she's had.
Really? Hot takes everywhere.
I'm going to put that out there. I think it clicked with Tony in a way that she hadn't with other wrestlers.
It brought the best out of Tony.
Yeah, it was because at the time Shayna's matches at TakeOvers were getting criticised for being repetitive and stuff, and then you had this match come out of nowhere and it protected Tony. The finish, did she tap out or did she count out?
She was submitted on the outside and then she was like Daisy and couldn't get back in the ring.
That was it. But, so like it protected everyone. Like that was a really good match.
Yeah, Shayna looked like a monster and Tony showed like really good fighting spirit.
She was on the way to a Mae Young Classic win.
Of course,
as well,
wasn't
she? So took about 2 months later. Yeah.
God, is it that long ago?
Yeah.
Dave Mastiff has a match against Joe Coffey that ends by a double countout. This was fun.
It was right. Interesting. Interesting this, and I've never seen this before. And this is a peek behind the curtain. So when Joe Coffey's in the, he's in front of me. He's on the floor. I was obviously front row on that barrier in the corner. I think it was Joel refereeing it.
Yeah.
Comes over with a syringe.
Really?
Blood, fake blood.
Oh, okay.
And I always just thought they did the blood capsule.
Yeah.
But he came up with a syringe of what looked like fake blood.
Okay.
And then I didn't see where he applied it because I remember turning. I was like, to who I was with, and like, what the hell was that? And then I realised. But I don't know if they applied it wrong because Joel then had the gloves on.
Yeah.
In the ring, but the only place I could see blood, because blood on Joe, was he had a little bit
on his
shoulder.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the blood anywhere else on him. So I don't know if they messed up there. I don't know. Maybe on TV we'll see it, but I couldn't see. But it's interesting that they were going to put blood into this match. I personally think they didn't do it properly, but I guess we're headed towards a violent match at TakeOver from that in mind. But it's just weird seeing them with the syringe. It's the same ones that we give medicine to my son with, for a baby, and they just squirt it onto him.
That's strange that they're not allowed to have like real blood. But how is fake blood any different? It's the same aesthetic, really. That's really
silly,
confusing to me.
Yeah. And it's definitely that, unless he was suddenly popping him giving him an injection mid-match, which I can't imagine was that is particularly safe.
So. Yeah, have some red.
Yeah. Or maybe Joe just wanted some more deep heat applied onto him. And I love when Joe Coffey comes out and all you can smell is deep heat. You know he's coming.
Yeah, but that match, as you said, might lead to TakeOver. We don't know. Nothing's penciled in. It looks to me like the kind of match that will be announced by Match Graphics. William Regal comes out to thank the fans, and he kind of tears up a bit. Yeah. Says he's not wrestled at the Plymouth Pavilion since 1990, I believe he said.
Did he say that? Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just he's clearly really proud of this whole system. He's kind of been a big fundamental part in building, and it really shows. What an absolute gent he is.
Oh, I think he's brilliant. Yeah, I mean, I've not met him. yeah, Ryan has met him, and I have a friend who randomly met him a few years ago in the rain as well when they were over, and everything about Regal is, he's just pretty sweet guy. I'd be curious if that's what he used to be like. I'd be curious to know if, like, because, you know, he used to have his problems and he used to fight his demons, so I wonder if Regal, just as an older bloke, is just this much more gentle man. But yeah, I love seeing Regal, man, and that music when it hits never gets old.
I've seen him a few times. I've seen him at the Leeds NXT US house show in 2017, I think it was. He did like a special appearance doing a similar thing, actually, coming out to just, you know, to thank the fans. And then before that was the Norwich tapings that we were both at.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Sweating away.
Yeah. He's always nice to see. Then we had that's when the Travis Banks and Kenny Williams match that had storyline implications with Noam Dar happened. We've already discussed that. Face off. Blah, blah, blah. Then we had Isla Dawn take on Nina Samuels.
Oh, Nina Samuels. I'm in love with her. I'm in love with her, man. Like, from that moment, she just, her face just changed. When I booed her at Blackpool, I just was standing up there doing this, and she's walking away from the cameras. You can't see it, but like, she just was walking, and she just got so gobby with me suddenly. Like, I almost, like, I jumped. Like, inside my body, I jumped at that she'd so. So openly acknowledged that I was giving her the thumbs down, and from that moment I was like, yeah, I love it. Isla's looking like, her gear looks awesome in the ring as well. I joked on Twitter about how much she was sparkling a couple of weeks ago, but it turns out it does that in the real as well.
Yeah. Last time Isla Dawn wrestled in Plymouth was when she challenged for the NXT UK Women's Championship, wasn't it?
Yeah, she had
Challenger, I think.
She was the first challenger. Yeah, she had a. She won like two matches on the first night, so we knew they were going to quickly build her up. She won like two matches and said she wanted to come for the title, and then I think it was Candy Floss's debut. I could be wrong. I think Candy Floss went against Rhea.
Yeah, that
means Rhea was beating Candy Floss down afterwards, and I think Isla Dawn made the run in, and the next night then they got the match, which obviously Isla lost, but that was the Plymouth was when Isla's stock rose in NXT UK. I don't think she's had a single title match since then, but she's
still around. She's having good matches.
Yeah, exactly. So. She's got some sort of, when you see her getting involved in something, you're like, oh yeah, I did one.
Yeah.
Whether you like her or not, she's got a little bit of star power, I think, now.
Yeah. As does Nina Samuels, who is still heel. I thought with the way that she was being presented on the download tapings that aired a couple of weeks ago with the Nina Samuels show.
Yeah, and they played that in the arena last night. They played that little funny.
I thought she came across as quite likeable in that, like a bit of a dork. But it turns out, it is just being arrogant and we're meant to boo that.
Yeah, but she's like a delusional heel right now, isn't she? Like, and it's funny because everything's about her. She's a star. But you could so do that as a babyface. Just the delusional.
Yeah,
it's not babyface you want to cheer on, like to win titles, but like it's you get behind her.
It's very similar to the Hires, the tag team of Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah in NXT US, where it's kind of so over the top that you almost kind of like her. But it's
were you surprised at the result of this match then?
This kind of came out of nowhere, right? So Isla Dawn got the pin with a big boot, I think it was something of that nature. And she seemed very surprised when the ref counted to three.
I think it was a mess up. I've forgotten until you said that, actually, because of all the beers I had. Nina kicked out.
She did? Okay.
I'm telling you now, Nina kicked out on that. And, they seemed a bit surprised. I mean, they played it fine.
Okay. Chris Sharp was the referee, so he's to blame.
Yeah, I think she got her shoulder up on it. I can't see why, if she was meant to lose, why she got her shoulder up the way she did.
Yeah.
It was close on the three, but I don't think she's meant to lose. And this comes back to a problem with WWE, is that this whole thing that they don't tell the refs the finishes all the time, and that the referees are told to shoot, count the pin. The wrestler. Yeah, but doesn't that sometimes lead to, look at WrestleMania 35, the referee cocked up with Ronda Rousey's shoulder.
True, yeah.
Stuff like that, you know. I just think, like,
there's good and bad to come from it.
Yeah, I don't want the referee. I just always remember that Earl Hebner drag himself and do the slower count, or like that kind of stuff. You always just thought it meant that these kind of cock-ups wouldn't happen. But I'm just surprised that Nina lost, and I don't know if she was meant to lose, but it just... I don't, unless they're doing something with Isla Dawn that I just don't know about, it just, I don't see why Isla had to win that match, really.
Yeah, it's it seems a bit directionless.
I think she was bleeding from her mouth, Isla Dawn.
Was she?
Potentially, yeah. Yeah. She took one in the face.
Yeah, because she rushed out the ring after the match and then was told to go back to do the celebrations
and stuff.
So that happens a few times. But by the way, fun fact if you don't know, it's the referee who refs the match that goes to the outside and gets told what to tell, to prompt the wrestlers how long to celebrate. I never knew that until I sat in the front row on that side.
Do you know, it's one of the, when I first went to Blackpool, and you see how a taping works.
Yeah.
And you see how much work
you see the ref going around the side, and
not, and once you've seen it, you can't unsee it on TV when they're when they, and you just know they're directing all the action.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you see the TV rather than the house show when you go to the TV production of it.
It's completely different. And then that leads us on to the what we believe to be the main event of the televised product, seeing unbesiegbar Ilya Dragunov take on Cassius Ohno.
Yeah.
Again, I've said this before, the concept of that blows my mind. Ilya Dragunov, Mr. WXW, 16 karat gold, winner, and then subsequently champion, you know, big star up in Europe, making waves in the UK now, take on Cassius Ohno, Chris Hero. That's just, you know, if you put that on a poster, that is incredible.
Yeah, and even more incredible was the result of the
Cassius Ohno got the win.
Yeah, so Cassius Ohno, who's had a dodgy record, has just taken the undefeated record of Ilya Dragunov.
Ilya,
so that's going to be building up, I guess. They're going to build to that, I think, as a big match.
But yeah, definitely. Like, Ilya's kind of fresh at the moment. He's still not getting the best reactions at the live tapings. They kind of fix it on TV. But I think after this match, people are really going to start knowing his name and knowing what he's about. Because it was a really good match, man.
They kicked seven shits out of each other. You know, it was
went about 20 minutes, I felt.
Yeah, it went long. It was the longest match of the night, yeah. I think, by far. And that Nina Samuels and Isla Dawn match went a while, though, I thought. Yeah, yeah, I remember it. It could have been the beers talking at that point. but no, this was a really good match, man. And it became very evident then, about 10 minutes in, that, oh, God, this is the main event of the night. And I was like, God, this is weird that this match is the star power match. But no, that's going to be amazing on TV, I think.
Definitely. The match finishes with Cassius Ohno like really throwing Ilya straight into the ring post, where Ilya hits his head on the ring post. You can hear it. You were on that corner. You'd have got a nice close-up view of that. And then he hits the elbow on the back of the head, which always just looks absolutely sickening.
Yeah, well, particularly when I've seen Chris Jericho doing it, his back elbow into Hangman Page's front of his face, and it just completely ripped open Hangman's eye. So just anytime I see an elbow coming at the head, you're like,
it's
same as getting over the chair, sure.
No one does
it. Yeah, it's just like someone, you can't control your elbow, really.
Really, especially in a wrestling sense where it's meant to be quote unquote fake. No one does when it comes to forearms, Pete Dunne, Cassius Ohno, they're both incredible. It's like Kane's uppercut. Some people are just good at certain things,
you just know them for it.
So that was that. That brings us to the non-televised, we feel again, allegedly, main event that saw NXT US take on NXT UK in the form of the Street Profits and Matt Riddle against the team of James Drake, Zach Gibson, and Joseph Connors, who was just kind of thrown in there. I appreciated being able to see Joseph Connors be ragdolled by Matt Riddle for a bit.
Yeah, he was there. Did he eat the pin in the end?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what John said to me, sat next to me. He's like, all right, so Joseph's here to eat the pin. I thought they all did well, though. And the funny thing with Riddle, because I got lost in my phone, because obviously my Twitter's going nuts with all this stuff. And so when Riddle's making his entrance, I didn't realise he was on my section giving out fist pumps. So I'm just there on my phone. And just for ages, and I look up, and then I just see Riddle fist pump the dude next to me, and he's like, I need one more, and I was just like, oh, okay. And he just punched me, basically punched me in the fist. Actually, I was like, oh, fucking hell. I don't know how long I was lost in my phone, but I try not to look at my phone too much at these shows, but I definitely had zoned out of what was going on, and then to just turn up to see Riddle's just fist coming at me.
I'll never recover from the burn that I had in the dev pod group chat. I just said in the chat, just fist bump Matt Riddle, how's your evening going? Then Michael Farrah, the cunt, replied with, oh, I see Matt Riddle's doing Make-A-Wishes now. I'll never recover from that one. but it was a very fun match. It was kind of really dependent on the crowd reactions.
Yeah.
And like,
Profits were over, weren't they? Street Profits were over.
Yeah. I didn't expect them to be that
bad. No, I didn't think they were going to be.
No. But like, there's not much to talk about in terms of the match itself.
No, it's good. It was a six-man tag, a lot of fun, man. I think the finish was the illegal man getting the getting the pin, though. I'm pretty sure Montez Ford got I think Dawkins tagged in, and then Riddle got in the ring at the same time, pretty much, and then Riddle was the one, I think, who ended up getting the pin win. So I'm pretty sure that Riddle was not the legal man. So Joseph Connors got screwed again.
Connors screwed Connors.
Yeah, I'll be dropping a message now saying to get VAR.
Yeah.
Never look at that finish again. Because that was a good match. I think they sent the crowd home.
Yeah, a nice way to end what I thought was a very strong taping, to be honest. I've been at commentary the Glasgow ones, and I think out of the recent ones at least, this was... definitely the strongest one so far.
They play them more now, like live events. Like, they're just like a live... You go to, like the house shows, a live event. You just go to that more. Because they've got stuff at the shows now which isn't making TV.
It's an interesting new direction.
Yeah, right? I think that if I wasn't here for both nights, which is... This is the first time with the NXT UK tapings, apart from the TakeOver weekend.
Yeah.
For the TV show of NXT UK, I've not been there for both days.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is the first time that I am here for both days. And if I'd just been there last night...
Yeah,
I would have. It was a great show. I enjoyed myself, but I would have been disappointed that I didn't see Trent Seven.
Yeah,
I didn't see Pete Dunne.
Let's talk about that. Someone said
didn't see Tony Storm.
It was Martin Bentley who told me on Twitter actually. Like, word of advice for anyone going to an NXT UK show: go on the second night because most of the stars go on the second night.
That's true.
Pete Dunne missed. Pete Dunne, by the way, who I'm not sure if he's going to be in a televised capacity tonight. Sorry. Because of what's happening on NXT US, obviously, challenging for the... I can say this on here. Challenging for the NXT North American Championship in a three-way, I believe, against Roderick Strong and...
Velveteen, champ.
Yeah,
the guy who holds the...
the guy who has the thing. Again, my theory on that is that Pete Dunne is going to win, defend the title at TakeOver Cardiff, and bow out to the UK crowd.
You think he's going to bring the...
Bring the belt over, yeah.
What a belt. That's such a gorgeous belt.
Yeah, it's
I love beautiful. That belt.
Yeah.
First time I ever saw a picture of it online, I was like...
It looks so good. It looks like an NXT UK belt.
Well, if Pete wins it, we could welcome it into our family.
Exactly.
Change the name of it. We're good.
It'd be
like the Shropshire Championship.
It's a matter of time until he wins that big championship, isn't it?
NXT World
Championship. So that kind of wraps everything up. Do you want to plug the plugs?
Yeah, so you can follow myself at Kyle Thomas West on Twitter. You can follow. I'm the We Are NXT UK guy. I'm not a WWE employee, as many seem to think on Instagram.
I mean,
it's great for my follow account on there, but
conspiracy theories are right.
Yeah. I wish I was one of their guys. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We Are NXT UK. Always sort of plowing the Instagram. I've got loads of photos on the Instagram from last night, actually. So if anyone wants to see pictures to go along with anything Dave's been telling you about now on this show. Now, there's about, I must put about 30 pictures, and there'll be more tonight or more tomorrow from tonight's show. Or you can listen to my podcast, We Are The Universe. Search it out on your podcast app, rate it, subscribe, whichever. It's generally a spoiler-free show until something airs, so a bit different to what Day and his gang are doing. It used to also be child-friendly, but now we just swear like pros on there because I just got sick of trying to watch my language at 11 o'clock at night when I'm recording the show. Please listen to that show as well. There's no competition between any of these shows. Mine, I've been on yours. I take little digs. You take digs at South Wales. I make digs on my show back in the day. It's all good banter.
It's all positive hatred.
Absolutely. It's all positive hatred.
It is a good podcast. I would suggest you check it out. Give us both, by the way, 5-star reviews on iTunes and wherever you listen. Spotify, do they do ratings? I don't know.
I don't know if they do. I can't understand Spotify, man. I don't get it. Yeah.
But if you would like to see podcasts grow, then that's a good way of doing it. It really helps with algorithms and stuff. So you can do that if you'd like. You don't have to. We'll still love you regardless.
Yeah, help support the people who don't do this. Well, not right now. To make money. You know, support the ones who are doing it out of love for what they're doing rather than the ones who are just reading adverts off to you like every 3 minutes on the show. So.
Yeah.
Well, you watch now in a year's time, I'll be reading adverts. 3 minutes on the show. But,
So this episode was brought to you by audible.com.
Well, it brought to you by Travelodge. You
know, yeah, it was.
We've plugged them enough on it.
Well, they should start paying us. Just in
should.
And breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, just give us one of those boxes of cereal.
Yeah, exactly.
we'll be all right, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been great having you on. You haven't been on ours yet, have you?
Oh, you did. Actually, I did a voice.
The little snippet for the
takeover. I did listen to that as well.
Takeover. Well, thank you very much. We'll have you back on. Well, tonight we will record after.
Yeah, we'll see how many beers I drink.
Yeah, we'll see if any of us come out of that alive.
Yeah, no, God,
Plymouth might take us. You know,
literally. You know, I might have to message my missus.
I don't want
to
live out.
Tell her I love my children.
I don't want to live out the rest of my days in fucking Plymouth. But yeah, that's that. You can follow me on Twitter at Deowen. That's at DEIOWEN. Of course, I'll be doing the live results as normal. At Develop Podcast. For the podcast itself, Instagram is at Instagram and at Develop Podcast. If for some reason you follow a podcast on a,
are you on Instagram? Are you?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
It's
you don't plug it enough then.
No, I posted like 2 photos of like Trans 7 at a progress show.
Oh, that's
just
it.
To boost numbers. Then I'm like, I could not be arsed. But yeah, thanks for having you on. And please remember to be good people. See, Liam, I can do that as well.
I don't understand how you guys end your shows.